Hello, George. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
This is Bud. I'm from El Paso, Texas.
Uh-huh.
Got a story for you about UFOs and NASA.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Tell me what happened.
Dad used to work for NASA back when we were going to the moon. Now, I was just a kid back then. Got to meet some astronauts and whatnot. And Dad told me this story. Of course, we were watching this on television, too. But if you remember one of the moon shots where they were going around on the lunar rover, and the network said they were having technical difficulty. And it lasted for a little bit. And this is supposed to be live television. Now, Dad said the astronauts had radioed back to NASA on a secure channel that they were being observed by aliens and that they had observed three different spacecraft sitting on a ridge.
Now, was this Apollo 11 when we first landed, or was this a different mission?
Different mission.
Okay.
And I just wanted to share that with you and let you know that NASA has been covering up this stuff, too.
Now, did your father elaborate on what else happened? Did they describe anything?
They described beings walking out.
Oh, my God.
And the astronauts had radioed NASA and asked them, you know, what are we supposed to do here? And the guy said,
there's not much you can do.
Yeah, Mission Control said, well, are they
hostile, right?
Hostile.
Yeah.
And they said, well, no, it was just like they're observing us. And NASA told them, well, proceed with your mission as if they aren't there. And they kind of was going, okay. And they did their mission and came back, and some pictures were taken.
Did your father ever see them?
Yes. Now, he didn't get to bring these pictures home, but he brought a lot of other pictures home.
Now, the pictures were of what, the craft and the aliens?
Correct.
Did he describe what the aliens looked like, first of all?
Too far to see, actually.
All right.
But they could tell that there were beings out of the craft.
All right. Did he describe the craft?
Flying saucer, classic shape, is what he described.
Hovering or like on a tripod?
Sitting on landing gear, yes.
Okay.
And to this day, that story still amazes me. And I still remember also being a kid. We had a lake cabin out near Vernon, Texas. And they discussed with my grandfather the events out at Roswell.
So you come from a family that is pretty close to this stuff.
Yes. And Dad, he's retired now. He retired from the Pentagon way before the 9/11.
Okay,
he there too.
So he's still with us, right?
Yeah.
Any reason for him to be pulling your leg?
No. Dad was in the Air Force.
Straight shooter.
Yes, sir.
That's I got to tell you, incredible story. I wish he would have been able to kind of walk out of there with a few pictures in his back pocket.
Well, we've got other pictures. Dad's got them. Caller called in a few shows back that talked about one of the moon shots. They were being followed to the moon.
Yes.
They've got pictures. My dad had some of those.
Any way we can get some of those?
I don't know if Dad still has them or not.
See what you can do for me.
I'll see what I can.
I will keep you anonymous.
That's fine. That's no problem.
Okay. All right, work on that if you can, because let me tell you something. Those would be some of the greatest pictures I've ever seen.